Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 600. It's not actually your child you react to, it's the... Hi and welcome to episode 600. I cannot believe that I'm actually saying the words 600. I have recorded 599 episodes on this show and about to record this huge big milestone one. And also want to just let you know that I am very close to getting to 1 million downloads on my show. So I would love to hit the million mark as soon as possible. I'm not someone for numbers. I don't really pay too much attention to it. But it is kind of special to know that I've almost got to 1 million downloads. And I was listening to a very, very popular podcast recently, you know, one that ranks number one in the UK. So a really big deal. And he was just saying that he'd reached 5 million downloads. And I realized, good Lord, mine is only a fifth of his, but he's a really well-known guy. So I feel proud of myself for having committed to this and continued with this show and come to you every week in the early stages of this show, five times a week, to give you my wisdom, my tips, my advice, and help parents who are struggling with challenges that they're facing with their kids. So talking about challenges, it's a very, very interesting thing when we dive deep beneath the surface and look at what is it that is actually the challenge. And as much as we think it's the kids' behavior or what they said, I guess that falls under behavior, they have said things, they will do things, they will continue to say things, and they will continue to do things. But when you actually understand what I'm going to share today, which I have shared before on the show, when you understand this, you realize that whatever it is that happens, whatever they say, whatever they do, no matter how bad, quote unquote, you can change the trajectory of your response by changing one particular thing. And that thing is the story you create about the experience. And today I was walking on the trails with my husband and my dog, and we've recently faced a fairly major event as parents with one of our kids. And it's been very obvious to me, this whole concept of that it's the story we react to and not the child in front of us. Because any situation, however you wish to label it, whether you label it good or bad or medium or hot or cold or happy or sad, any situation, we give meaning to it. And we do it because we don't like to not know. We want to almost rank everything, rate everything, label it so that we know this is good, this is bad, this is happy, this is sad. So we construct stories around our experience, around the reality. And I was saying to my husband, the reality is neutral. Whatever happens is what it is. It's us that put the energy on it. We give it the charge. So for some people, something might happen to them and they don't see it as being a big deal. So they create a story around it that's really not a big deal. For someone else, they might experience exactly the same thing, and it's a massive deal. And they create a huge story around it. Build the drama, get hooked in, take it personally. This big story is created about the event. When we create that story, it causes feelings. We feel a certain way in accordance to the story we've created about the situation that actually is neutral. If we can accept it just as it is. And he was silent, which I knew he was really thinking. And I said, okay, here's an example. One of our kids suddenly stops working towards something they're wanting, or they're at school. A child's at school, they're 16 years old, they've been really good students, they've always done their work, they've always done their homework, they've always done well. And suddenly, this child stops doing their work, their attitude changes, and they're on their phones more. So what do you make of this? And I said, there's many ways we could create a story around that. And the typical story that parents create, because I've heard this one so many times around this example, is my daughter is lazy, she is entitled, she's privileged, who does she think she is that she can just stop working? She used to work really hard, she was a straight A student, she was so enthusiastic. Now she's not motivated by anything, she's become lazy, and she spends all of her spare time on her phone. So how does that make you feel when you hear that? Well, you might feel frustrated, you might be angry, you might be despondent, you might be struggling to feel motivated about this. So then from this place where you're frustrated and you're angry, that's going to create your actions. But when we're frustrated and angry, we typically become reactive. And when we're reactive, we are under perceived threat. And when we're under a perceived threat, we go into flight, fight or freeze, regardless of how big the threat actually is. And this will influence our actions. So when we're thinking this child is lazy and unmotivated and entitled and privileged and on her phone too much, and we feel frustrated and angry, we're going to act in conflict. We're going to act in, like, we're going to be judgmental. We might be critical. We certainly are not going to be compassionate and empathetic, because those two feelings and those two ways of being are not possible when we're coming from a place of reactivity, which is a place of lack, negative thinking. So this is what we were discussing. And I said, on the flip side of that, your child has suddenly stopped working hard. They're not doing their homework. They're not doing well in school. They're spending too much time on their phones. And you see it as it is. My child is not working right now, is not handing in assignments, and is on their phone a lot. From this space, we've not attached any energy to it or charged it. We're seeing the reality as neutral, and we're accepting it as it is. And when we do that, we can access this place within us, because we're accepting it as it is, which, remember, does not mean being permissive to it or giving into it. We're just accepting it. And I talked about this in a show recently, being able to accept things as they are. In this space, this is where mindfulness is rooted. The definition of mindfulness being present to the present moment as it unfolds with openness, no judgment, kindness, and curiosity. So when we don't charge that moment and give it energy by labeling it with a negative story, we're able to stay in this place of compassion, curiosity, and empathy. And when we're there, it helps us go beneath the surface. So we might start thinking, I wonder what's going on. Over the last 6 months, I've noticed she's not working so well. She's not so motivated. She's spending more time on her phone. Get curious. What's driving that? What could be happening that she hasn't shared with us? Maybe she's been involved in a relationship with somebody and that person has dumped her. Maybe she's actually failed a few tests at school. Maybe she's feeling left out of a friend group. Maybe she's not really feeling worthy. She's been on social media. She's been comparing herself to everybody. She's under the illusion that perfection is something we can attain. And she's struggling to feel any sense of worth and belonging. So from this place, when you can see, be curious and perhaps entertain this story, yes, you're still attaching meaning, but you're going to approach your daughter with much more kindness, with more compassion, with curiosity to see, I wonder what's driving the behavior. So the story is huge. And we have to be aware of the stories we create about our children and the way they behave. And that whatever the situation is, it's not the situation that causes you to react, but the story you tell yourself about it. And when I got this, it made dealing with any crazy and not so good situations I faced with my kids way better. Whether positive or negative, the story is the biggest influence, and therefore, Here's the cinch here. Therefore, the biggest predictor of how you respond. Can you see that? That the story will predict how you respond. And I've got a couple of quotes that I want to share with you about exactly this that a friend of mine shared with me this week. And they're by Tony Robbins. There are events in our lives that forever shape our view of the world, mile markers on our journey that, whether we knew it or not, have given us the lens through which we now see the world. And what we choose to allow those events to mean to us will ripple through our behavior and decision-making for the rest of our lives. Now, he's talking about monumental decisions we make that will impact us, you know, in a very big way. Now, I'm talking about not so monumental decisions that we make, but decisions nonetheless that impact our relationship with our kids. Here's the other quote. Without a doubt, our lives are shaped by the seasons and events through which we live. But more importantly, it's the meaning we give those events that will determine our ultimate trajectory. This is exactly what I am talking about here. It is the meaning we give the events, the meaning we give the situations, the meaning we give the behavior that will create the trajectory from which we respond. So this is huge. And it's this stuff that I get into when I'm working with parents one-on-one, because I believe that this is the only way that we can actually start to respond to any given behavior rather than react to it. Because we are the ones that create the story that influences our feelings, that influences the way we act. So I hope that I've explained this in a way that you can really sit with it and examine it and get a feel for it. Because when you do, and you can start to see the stories you create, as you're creating them, you can uncreate them. You can go treat them like an etch-a-sketch and just kind of imagine that you're shaking the screen and you're starting from a blank screen, from a clean slate. And you're not going to even start drawing a line. You're going to look at the situation and think, what's going on here? Versus making an assumption, creating a story, then taking it personally, and then reacting to it. This, my dear listeners, is the deal here. This is what will change how you parent. And in my 1-year group coaching program that I am running right now, the parents that are in it are beginning to realize that this is it. This is how we change how we parent. Not by changing our kids, but by changing how we approach situations. And they are saying things like, I am more aware of my own actions. And but that they now know the difference for them is knowing and owning their part to play in the dance. And when I hear this, it's music to my ears. So you can do this. It takes time. It takes repetition. It's not something that you ever just say, okay, I've got that now, next, move on. No, we have to get it every moment. And because these moments are very triggering to us, the potential and likelihood for us to create the story and react is huge because we're human beings. We need the story. We need something to validate ourselves. And I'm saying, no, you don't, because it's exactly that that gets us into the muck. It's exactly that that puts us in the thick of it. So what can you do to become more aware of the stories that you are creating around a situation and the stories that are then labeling or giving charge to a situation that if you could just accept for what it is, it would be more neutral? And I also said to my husband, I said, so, you know, it's one thing to be able to accept the situation as it is, but we mustn't fall into the trap of just trying to make every quote unquote bad situation good. We're not just on this search to make it good, to move from bad to good and just see the positive in everything. No, there's a big difference. There are things that are not so easy. There are things that are hard. There are things that are, you know, for want of a better word, bad. And there are things, for want of a better word, that are good. But if we can approach even the good situations and not create stories around them, because this is what we do when the going's good. We're like, oh, this is amazing. My kid's brilliant. They're so smart. They're this, they're that. We're creating stories around an A grade. Just like we create stories around an F. I'm saying don't create the story regardless. And it's just so difficult to do. It's next to impossible to do it all the time. But I'm telling you, you can do it more often than not. And when you do, things will truly begin to change. And when I say things, I mean the relationship you have and the connection you have with your kids. I think I've said enough. I don't want to go on any longer. I'm already at 18 minutes. I don't know how that's possible, but it is. So I want to finish off by thanking you so very much for tuning in each and every week. I get wonderful emails from you saying how much you enjoy it, saying how much it helps you. So please share it with your friends and family. If you know anyone who's struggling, share it with them. Let's spread the word. Let's help parents out there. They need support. And this is valuable support to so many. So spread the word, parenting in the thick of it. And if you really feel inclined, I would really appreciate you to head over to iTunes or Spotify or whichever platform you tune in on and rate and review the show, because that's what helps more people find what they're looking for. So till next time, thanks again, everyone. And wherever you are and whatever you're doing, remember, don't create the story. And have a fun rest of your day. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.